So we discovered in Daftali on the base that Rashi definitely does not follow Tosis' understanding of what's going on when we say Mavi is mine. Because Tosis says, I understand it's a Av from a Posuk, which you already know about. That Posuk, which is in reference to Shein Beregel, and you add another one to that same Posuk, which is talking about Shein Beregel, Bishilach, is also in reference to mine. A Mela is limited to being obligated, just as Shein Beregel is not obligated when it's taking place in a public domain. So also the damage of water, if it's from the same Posuk, would also be not obligated if it takes place in the Shusram. That's according to Tosis. But Rashi says clearly, the whole case of the Gemara is talking about where you're pouring water into Mishnah Sarabim, and that's the Av, in the Havamilah, that's the case of where the Av of water is obligated. So it can't be from that person. That was our question. Where's Rashi's possible? So let us analyze or answer the other question first, and the other questions we had yesterday first, and hopefully that would also help us understand Rashi as well. At the end of the shiur, we understand where Rashi is coming from. And that was a very simple question. Rabbi Zvid, you're telling me that Mavir in the Mishnah is ace, fire. So comes the Aleph Beis Rebbe and says, Rabbi Zvid, we're together, Peter Gimel. Read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says clearly that there's already mention of H. It's because it says Giva. So how do you say Mavir is H, where it already says H in the Mishnah elsewhere? And not only that, it says clearly Mavir is something which does have real chayim, has got life force. So how can it be H? So says the Rebbe, the Cheder Rebbe to Rabbi Zvid, he says, look, you didn't work on this Gemara hard enough. You didn't work on the Mishnah hard enough. You just can't read the Mishnah. Yeah, you're just saying things without reading Mishnah. Of course, that Rabbi Zvid can't be making such a mistake. So that was how they understand how are we going to answer Rabbi Zvid. So if you look at the papers I gave out yesterday, very good. Let's try to understand what's going on with Rabbi Zvid when he says Mavir is Ish. So the first Mar Mokum, it says in Baba Kama. In Baba Kama, in Daf Gomor, Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, get inside another date, so just put it on the page, it's easier. It says, it seems to be a famous machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokish about Esh, fire. And this is what they say. It's Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Esh, Mishum Chitzon. When you create a fire, you're chayv to pay because we look at it like your bow and arrow. Shooting an arrow through the bow, and obviously you damage with that bow and arrow, of course you're tired, because you actually broke it with your hands. You don't have to stretch over 5 kilometers to break it, you can break your hand 5 kilometers away by shooting a bow, an arrow with the bow, and it goes 5 kilometers, and that's like you breaking itself. Hits of, when a bow and arrow breaks something, it's like Odom Hamazik itself. So says Rabbi Yochanan, I understand when somebody creates a fire, and that fire spreads and destroys somebody else's property, that's like bow and arrow to me. And that fire is also like the person himself breaking or destroying whatever that fire consumed, is like he himself destroyed it with his bow as well, with his arrow. That's what we're doing. That is a type of we'll have to understand how can Aish, what the same type of question we're going to ask on Rosary, we're going to ask from the Beautiful. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan is basically saying, fire is like the arrow, and the arrow is you. So the fire is you. Okay, that's why you have to pray for fire. No, fire destruction. Your fire, which you create, which destroys, is not considered like you're destroying physically. It's considered something like you created, which is shy to you. It's like your money destroying. So this is also, and you're obligated when your house destroys. So therefore, when you create a fire, it's like something that belongs to you that destroys, and then you're not kind to pay because of that concept. Yes, God considers his deeds. Now, the Gemara over there, get the rabbis in detail, says at the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan basically holds there are two types of kick fires. He agrees to both. He said, he agrees to his office. So sometimes fire will not be considered like your arrow, but sometimes fire will be considered like your arrow. There's two cases. When the fire is considered you with your arrow, and this is a case where it's not. So when is it not? So says the Gemara over there, Chav Gemara, Kagor Shemof Deleka La'osachotza. You didn't actually create the fire. The fire, like it outside, saw a dust. It was, came and it blew up. It, because I see it now inside my property. The fire is now burning my firewoods inside. I didn't like it. Okay. Somehow it's got lit. Now I see it. Yeah, okay. So now it's in my property, lit fire, under my jurisdiction. And I don't do anything about it. I just watch it and let it progress. And what happens then is the Nofla gets a Shemachah stick. And then, why didn't I do anything? Because I thought, what could go wrong? It's all in a closed area. I've got a wall around my property. It's never going to cause problems to me. It never caused problems to my neighbors. That fire will never be able to get past my metal wall. It just won't go anywhere. It won't destroy anything. Okay? What? But what happens is that the wall fell down. Not because of the fire. Just some wind blew it down or something like that. Okay. The whole thing that goes equal to that spreads. Because now it doesn't have the protection. And it actually destroys somebody else's property. And there, says Rabbi, that's the case where I will agree with Rish Lakish that that type of fire, which is considered my fire, was under my jurisdiction. And I could really prevent it, but I don't bother preventing it. There I agree that that fire is not considered my arrow in such a case, because at the time when the fire was lit, it was protected. It was protected. It had barriers, which were great. Something outside force took those barriers away. Okay? So therefore, that fire is not considered as the fire of my arrow. It's not my fire of my arrow. It's considered like my responsibility fire. And I just didn't look after my responsibility. But so I'm fired in such a case. Because so I've got to the concept, meaning that it fell down the wall, and you could easily replace the wall in time to keep under control. You didn't bother. You just didn't bother. So you never lit the fire, and even when it was lit and you saw it, it was totally under protected at that stage. The only problem was is that the protection fell away, and I couldn't replace the protection back up, and I don't. Then that is my flaw over here. That's where you can get me for this type of fire and say, well, negligence and not replacing the protection. Then, says Bilfon, only then, that type of fire is not considered my arrow fire, it's called my lack of fulfilling my responsibility of looking after that fire, and therefore I'm negligent to pay because of negligence. Not because I actually lit the fire, set the fire, created the fire, pushed the fire to you. I did that thing. I just didn't protect that fire from spreading, which was nothing to do with me, really, but I had the ability to protect it. So therefore, that's the case. I agree that that fire is not your act. It's still fire. Yeah. So I'll ask over there. If you hold a book, if you hold that a fire, there's a case of a fire being your arrow. And if you have five cases where it's not your arrow, it's still why do you tell me it's your arrow? What do I care? Why do I care if it's your arrow? Just tell me, Rabbi Yochanan, you're always going to be five obligated on fire damage because it's always, even you agree, it's your responsibility to make sure nothing happens. So why call it an arrow? Forget that arrow. Just say you agree, Rabbi Yochanan. What are you adding by saying it's an arrow? So that is what says, L'chayev ba'av at the bottom. To say, because when it is an arrow, you're going to be chayev in more payments. If it's a fire, which is considered your arrow, then, and it damages a human being, then you're going to be chayev, nezek, sheves, ripu, all those type of things, as if you yourself physically touched it. Then you damage him physically, then you hive on five types of payments. Who are then, if you have a fire which considers your arrow that damages the person physically, you also hive on the five payments. Because it's mamish, says Rabbi Yochanan, fire when it's an arrow, for example, is mamish like you yourself doing the damage. But if it's the scenario where it's a fire which is not your arrow and it damages somebody physically, then, of course, it's like your ox damaging somebody physically, and you only have to pay damage, not the other payments. So, therefore, it's good to know whether this is a case of fire, which is an arrow, because then it's me. It's a fire arrow, well, I still have to pay, but not me, it's like my ox, and therefore, there's limited payments in such a scenario. That's why I hold the both, because there's enough gemina between holding both. That is the end of the sugya that we need to know, the facts that we need to know, in order to try and answer our questions on the manuscript over here. Okay, that's just factual information that we said at the end of the day, summarized. Rabbi Yochanan says there's fire, which is damages which you hive to pay. There's two types of damage which because it's all fire, which types of pay. One is it physically, like you yourself damage the person or damage the items. It's you. And there's another fire where it says it's not you, it says something shy to you, and if you're responsible. Two types of fires, two different categories of fires, and they have different halachas, but both of them are in reality existing. Okay. That is now the factual basis of Rabbi Yochanan, that we can now go back to our sugya and try to understand us. Now, Matthew, what do you want to ask? Okay. So now we're going to use this knowledge. In understanding what it means. So what does this mean to answer the Hederet? So is this sense of, look, I wasn't 50 years ago, I know how to learn Mishnah. I knew about the Mishnah already mentions fire, and I still say Mavir also means fire. And I don't have a problem of reading the Mishnah, according to me, says this. How? So his answer, he says, yes, there's two different types of fires. There's a Mavir fire. Where the reader Yochanan later on, he tells you there's two different types of fires. So if there's two different types of fires from Yochanan, then you didn't have a problem understanding him, and that you really do understand him. There's two different types of fires. So when I say Marvin means fire, I'm not silly when I read the Mishnah. I said Marvin means fire, Mehimah means fire, but it's not the same fire. There's a fire which is a Marvin fire, and there's a Mehimah fire. Okay? Fine. So now Rosvitz has said, okay, so now I've learned the Mishnah properly. Abba obviously. What Abba obviously? There's a shock. There's a shock, the first one. Whatever that means. There's a bar. Then there's
Two fives.
Marvin Bayer
and a human fire. Yeah. Two fives.
There's four. And all four different from each other. And they're not the same category. It's not repetition over here. That's how I learned it. So let us suggest. Marvin means fire. And therefore, why you Rav and Shmuel want to say Marvin means something else? Say what Marvin really means, what the Pasuk says clearly, what the word means. And it works with the Mishnah, so there's two types of lines. So therefore, if it's nice, I just want to, therefore he answers, how can you say it's the same, the Rebbe says, it's going to use three, but it's four. What's the other question the Rebbe asked him? He asked him, he said, well, how can you say Marvin's fire? It says clearly in the Mishnah that it has mavet ruchayim. It has life force. What does Rizvin answer that? He says, mavet, what's the mavet fire that I'm talking about? The mavet fire is the arrow fire. The arrow fire, where's that coming from? What do you mean arrow fire? That means it's coming from the human being. So, there is life force there. There's a human being behind the mavet fire. There's the human being. So therefore, there's going to be, there is four. Even if it's fire, it has life force. So I'm in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, say, love is fire. And I can read the Mishnah properly. There's four cases, four different categories. And love, even if it's fire, it has life force. What's the human being in fire? Very simple understanding. Okay, so let's see. That's your first, and then Mr. Bloch, go on. Yes?
Yeah, we're bringing fire aside either because of a person's force or because it's the model of the owner.
And the Rabbi Yochanan says, right. The end, they're not all. Rabbi Yochanan says at the end of the day, both. We're both.
Why is fire sacrificed? So, it's not the other two.
It's an both of them, according to Rosit, are two separate abs. There's a fire ab called Mavid, and the different fire, which different snuggles together, which is also ab, which is called Hibir, which is a monominal, the type of monominal type of ab. So what's your question on that? Two separate categories, two different abs. What's the problem? What's your question on that? No, I want him to say what the question, not what you think he's saying.
It's not because it's like that or like that. It is what it is.
So there is a case of a fire in this scenario, which is called, if you do this type of fire, like this type of fire, which causes damage, it's called a mafia fire. And that's, then there's another story, which is completely different reality, different case altogether, which says, you light this fire, it's not a human fire or mafia, it's another case altogether, because of mafia. It's a different case. And we went through the quote, it's a different scenario.
The fire becomes like my tool.
So you're asking, is that the question, Rabbi Yochanan? Okay, so we have to get through it. But all Rabbi Yochanan is saying, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, now you're just saying, okay, let's ask a question on Rabbi Yochanan. All Rabbi Yochanan is saying, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. There's two different types of fires, I have two different halachas, both of them are different halves, and therefore my figures in the Mishnah are not three, there's four. And it can even have a life force, because my fire of Eish, of Mavir, is actually an open type of fire. Okay. So now, Matsya has a question. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan. How can you say that Mavir is a fire, or man fire, and it's his own out? Why is it not automatically included in Adam HaMazik? Yeah, Adam HaMazik. It should be just part of another case. He punches him in the face, he kicks him in the leg, he has a fire. All of them are one category called Adam HaMazik. How can you, Rabbi Yochanan, call it fire is the Odom Mazik, and it's not Odom Mazik, it's a separate category. That's Rabbi Yochanan, that's the kasha which Hamas is asking for. So Rabbi Yochanan, is it? Okay. So over here, we have a very important yisod. Is at the end of the day, how did that fire damage the persons? Even if it's a fire of an arrow, fire in the eyes of Rabbi Yochanan, but how did it get there and damage it? Yeah, the marbit, the human fire or Rabbi Yochanan, that if it actually goes and damages somebody, you're going to have to pay five payments because it's Kiyu, he punched him as well. So, but at the end of the day, how did that fire, what that case of that fire, how did it actually get to the place and actually hurt somebody or hurt his icon? How did it get there? The winds. Ah. So now, once you're telling me that it's, that you, there's another aspect involved to actually join up with the human called the winds, then it's, that is not the classic case of a punch or kick. Punch or kick is only the man is involved, he doesn't need anything else to cause the damage. With the fire, even when it's an arrow, he needs something else to help him actually cause the damage with the arrow, which is not his koach, that's called koach abba, which is the wind. And therefore, since it needs something else, so therefore that's good enough to say, yes, it's like Odom HaMazik, but it's a special Odom HaMazik. There's two Odom HaMaziks out there. There's two types of arms of Odom HaMazik. There's Odom HaMazik, which is only me involved, and there's an Odom HaMazik of where I am the main cause of it, but I need something else too. Actually help cause the damage. And that's a separate arm in Odom HaMazik. So therefore, if you want to call it, it's like have the Odom HaMazik has two different types of arms involved in it, according to us. No, that's all correct. That's the Torah. What's the Torah writes? It's not God. Everything's God until the Torah writes it. What's the Torah writes? It's not cool. Okay? So now we've understood Rabbi Yochanan. That you can have a fire which is a human fire, but in being its own category from the classic Odom HaMazik, because it's not exactly the same as that, and therefore it has its own status. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan says there are two types of fires. Well, there's also two types of fires. That's what the mission is talking about. You want four? And if it's nice, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Yes, Mr. Bond. Okay. We only put Karen Shamer Egel into Shah for reading the Mishnah purposes. But in reality, there are separate ups. There are different ups. Really, there's six ups out there. We ask the question, why is it called four? Why do you put them in the same? But at the end of the day, they're not in the same category. So therefore, here also, Odom is in the two types of Odom. The Odom by itself and the Odom with a girl Hatha, with the fire, with the winds. Okay. So. It's that, and let me say my small question, maybe your small question. If it's got, then you can ask this question. It's such a good pishat now, that was really telling us, we'll go back to the Hazel Eber and say, what's your problem now? Well, you didn't learn the Gemara. Rizvin, not only learned the Mishnah, he learned the Gemara, he understands the Mishnah very well. Hazel Eber, while you're asking questions, it's, you didn't understand. You only learned the mystery. You didn't learn the Gemara. You never learned Rabbi Yochanan. But if you know Rabbi Yochanan, why would you ask the question? It's free. If you learn Rabbi Yochanan, why would you ask the question that there's a no life force? If you learn Rabbi Yochanan, everything was answered. So you, the Rabbi, you didn't learn Rabbi Yochanan. Why are you asking questions? And not only that, the Gemara says it's a good question. So what? Why is there good questions? Okay. We'll see this in a moment. Okay. So let's go to continue our moment. Adler. Okay, so well, that's not relative to over here. That's dumb, a question in halacha. This is no, not relative here. Not relevant. Not relevant. Okay. But you may hear something which will answer your question along the sheet. So, if we carry on to the next Maramachim, not the play show which is on the string, we're going to say play show at the end. It's more, I've restructured it. If you look at the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Samach on the base over there, it's going on the positive word. So where is it actually written in the Torah? The fire. Yeah, it's written in the Torah. Fire is have to pay. Now, according to us, in order to have two us, all the Rabbi Yochanan to say that the fire is two separate categories, it means they have to be written twice in the Torah. One referring to the fire of man, and one referring to the fire of not man, just his responsibility. So where is it written twice in the Torah to have two separate us? So it says the Pasuk, we'll read the Pasuk, and we'll see how the Gemara actually squeezes out that Pasuk, that there's, in that same Pasuk, there's two separate fires. Okay, let's read that Pasuk. He say Esh, when the fire goes out, Umotsu goes him, and a fire found forms, the Nechon Godish, and it consumes, with the, using the forms, it consumes somebody's haystack, Al-Kama, or sheaves, Al-Sodo, somebody's fields. Then, Shalem Yeshalem Hamavi Esabir. Then, of course, the one who lit the fire has to pay for the damage. Those are the words of the apostle. Fine. Says Rashi, it says the Gemara, before you see Rashi. Pasach Hakosav Benizke Mamono. The Pasach starts in describing a case of fire which is not him. It's a fire which is his responsibility of. And the Pasuk finishes off with a description of a fire which is him, the fire of him. The Pasuk begins with one type of fire and finishes off with the other type of fire. Says Rashi, explaining what does that mean? Where does he see in the Pasuk that there's two different types of fires being mentioned? Says Rashi over there, Pasuk Akosa Benizke Mamona, Shehizik Mamona, that damages somebody's property. Diksiv, because it writes, Kisates him. It goes out, the fire goes out. That's the first words of the Pasuk. Mashum. When it says in the Pasuk, the fire goes out, that implies, Me'atzmo, that implies, I did not light it. There was a fire which was not listened by me, that went out of my property, which I could have stopped it getting out of my property. And it done something else. So therefore, that's a fire which is not me, but it's just my responsibility fire. That's how the process starts. It went out by itself. He stayed safe. The fire went out. The sign, but the process finishes, Beninske Gufo, where the fire is his fire. How do you know that? Shekare Mabir B'Yadayim. Because it says at the end of the Pasuk that the one who has to pay, of course if it damages, that then the one who lit the fire has to pay. Hamavir has to pay. That Mabir Loshen is the one who lit. So says Rashi, that's what it means. The Pasuk starts off with a fire which you didn't lit, which you didn't control. And then it finishes off with an expression of a fire, you did lit. And in both cases, it says, Shalim, Yishalim, that you came. So therefore, we got a Pasuk, which you can split into two parts, and in reference to two different fires, and therefore we got a Pasuk saying that there's two different arms. One type of arm of an age which is responsibility fire, and one type of arm where it's an age of your fire, you lit. Okay. Says the Pnei Yeshua by us, I'm now going to explain what the Rebbe, the Rebbe's questions on Rebbe Svit is now. Based on this, we can now understand what the questions of the Gemara is, the Chet Rebbe's questions on Rebbe Svit. We can understand that, and it's so much so, it knocks Rebbe Svit out, his suggestion. Why? If you look at the Pnei Yeshua, in the Marmon Comus, says the following. Mataritz Begamon. The Gemara is coming to Mataritz Rezvit, to argue Rezvit. In Cain, my hamave behibbe. Why you say mave behibbe is two separate fires? Am I not even batati? Why you translate the fires into two separate fires? Given she didn't ever stand, at the end of the day, it has the same result from your fires. Umikra ever the same, and they let out from the same posuk. Therefore, since they let out from the same posuk, as we just read the Gemara later on, Masma the Dava Dava is Masma, as far as the Torah is concerned, they're considered one category and not two categories. And therefore, the Gemara is therefore asking, is that I understand Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says there's two types of fires. There's a man fire and responsibility. I understand that. But at the end of the day, to go the next stage and say, okay, there's two types of fire. But then the Gemara says, and then for the two arms, that's too far. Because in Mekalav, you have to have it written in the Torah. And it had to be written twice according to the Torah. This is not called written twice in the Torah. This is called only written once because it's the same pasuk in reference to both fires. And since it's the same pasuk in reference to both fires, I can't say there's two pasukim. There's only one pasuk. So you can't make, I understand there's two categories of fires. I understand there's two different halachas of these fires. And two different descriptions of fires. But you can't make two arms out of it. Because it's from the same pasuk and not two pasukim out of it. And therefore, that's the question on Rav Zviz. That's what they'll say. That's what the Gemara is asking. Him. Yeah, you want to say Maviz Eish and Hiviz Eish? I understand. You're saying it's two different types. I understand, but it's not two arms. It's only meant to be one arm. But maybe you haven't got four. You still only got three. You still got three. Okay, still got three. You still got three. You haven't got four because the NBA can't make two arms because it's from the same bosom. And that's the Kamara's question. And the Neda, he follows through that since I've asked you that it's the same bosom and made it into one arm, not two arms, and you can't make it into two separate arms because it's one bosom, I can now ask you a second question. That it can't say in the Mishnah that this Mavir, which is fire, which is the human fire, you can't call it a life force fire, because in the Maaseh, it's still the same Av type of fire of the non-life force fire. The one which is responsibility fire. And it's what you tell me, it's not its own category, it's not its own Av. It's stuck together with the negligent fire, and the negligent fire is definitely not a life force fire. You can't use the word life force in reference to the man fire either. The Maaseh, you're going to ask, it is a life force fire, because it is a man fire. The answer is the same answer, that it's not totally man, because how did it damage? How did it damage? It had to have wind. And soon as he needed wind, that takes away the concept of life force, says the answer. Okay. So now we understand the chakra of the tablet of the Gemara. The Rav Zud said, I'm Rav Yochanan, two different fires. There's four out there, and it's a separate for Av, and it's a life force fire. And therefore, everyone's good in the Mishnah comes on the Gemara and says, no, there's one Av out there, and not these two categories, but tell it's one Av. Therefore, it's only three, and if it's only three, one up, therefore you have to say it can't be a life force, because it's in the same category as each other, and it must be that the wind takes away the concept of life force out of it. And therefore, I've got you, because you can't say what you're saying. And therefore, that's the shot of the time of Bagamot. Okay? And that is the shot of Pnei'shur. Pnei'shur says that's the shot of Bagamot. That's how you read Bagamot. Okay? So that. Well, because I don't want a question that says Rashi can answer it easily. Gemara felt differently, says that the answer of the Gemara on the Sviz is a good answer. Yeah? I can't answer that. Okay. Yes, okay. Rizvid was a Rizvid didn't make a comeback. If Rizvid has an answer, he would say. Rizvid heard the question against him and kept quiet, and therefore he said, "Makabel, my question is Makabel is not for the end of three. I can't say Mavim is mine." Okay. Now, here's the most important part of the shiur. We understand how the Gemara is talking. Shaka the Torah, Hapamin and Eskola. But there's an underlying thing which we shouldn't miss over here. If that's how the Gemara is speaking, then let's try and understand what was the Gemara's question when it says, let us suggest that Mavi is fire. Let us understand what that question was when it was saying, Mavi, why? Why are you saying Mavi is, why are you saying what Mavi is? Mavi is fire! You human fire. Okay. So what was Beth in the question? What was it asking in that stage? It's the human fire. What was it saying, those of you? What was it saying? What was it saying over there? And therefore, very good. Basically, the Gemara is asking, so I'm not coming to create a new a category of damage which never was existed. I know Shah, no Bar, no Ottoman Mazik, and I know Aish, I know Fan. Yeah? You want to say, Mavir is Aish, the human Aish. That question wasn't going to say, there's something new which you didn't know about. Here, Chiddush, there's a new category of him. It's not coming to say that. When it says Mavir's Aish, it says it's a human Aish. What it meant when it's a human Aish? What did it mean? It wanted to say, you thought that Adam HaMazik is limited to scenarios where he punches the guy in his face? Oh, he kicks the guy? No, there's a case which is also Adam HaMazik, which is when he has an ace sticker, Adam HaMazik, where he has a help to cause the damage through the wind, and that's also in a type of Adam HaMazik. A type of Adam HaMazik. What do I mean? Let us go back to what we learned last week. We said, according to Rav, that Mavi is Adam HaMazik. It says in the Mishnah, Mavi is Adam HaMazik. What case of Adam HaMazik is Mavi talking about, according to Rav? What's the case? Every Adam HaMazik or specific case of Adam HaMazik? What did we say? Rav says, oh, Mavi in the Mishnah is Adam HaMazik. Is it every case of Adam HaMazik or specific case of Adam HaMazik? What did Rav say? A sleeping man case. What's special about sleeping man case? Why is it not a regular Ottoman Muslim? What did we say over there? What's special about that case? He didn't have that. So why is he called an Ottoman Muslim? Why do you have to pay? Because negligence, not an actual action. Because of negligence, not negligence. Okay? So now the Gemara is saying, Rav Shvitz, maybe Mavir is H, the human H. It's basically saying, maybe I've got a raya or proof to say, Rav, you're correct. You're actually correct. Mavi is Adam HaMazik. But not the Adam HaMazik of a sleeping guy. It's the Adam HaMazik of his fire. And therefore, we've got now a proof. The word translates literally Mavi to fire. It means an Adam HaMazik fire. You're going to be fired. Who's that akasha on? Who should say that you're not chayav on that? Shmuel. Shmuel says, I don't hold Adam HaMazik's chayav on anything besides punching and kicking. No such thing as negligence by Adam HaMazik. But now, says Rav Zvid, Rav is correct because of our posuk says Mavi translates as literally as fire, and it's an Adam HaMazik fire, and therefore the proof that we've got an Adam HaMazik which is not punching and still fire is a kasha on you, Shmuel, and not on Rav. What was that? And then the whole of our kasha, according to this, is not on Rav at all. It's only on Shmuel, unlike Tosis. You understood it's a kasha on both. Mela, that we're going. Oh, we've still got 2 minutes. Mela, here's the punchline. Here's the punchline. We had a question on Rav Mari. Rav Mari says, Mav is Mayim. It's water. Where's water written in the Torah? Rashi doesn't hold the Tosfos' opinion where this water is written in the Torah. And for this question, Rashi, he pulls it and everything. According to how we're learning Rav Zvid's question, it's Rav Zvid's asking question, Mav is fire and Hashon Shmo. Let us understand, go back to Rav Mari. What Mari was saying, he was saying the same type of question. Let us suggest that Mav is water, and it's a chayiv because of an Adam Amazik type of water, and therefore it's a kasha on you, Shmuel. We don't hold the Adam Amazik of being more than a king. The same type of question. And the Mela, if that's the question of Rav Mari, Rashi doesn't need to have a source. He read, where's it written in the Torah water? What do you mean? I've got the same pasuk as Rav has been quoting all the time for sleeping guy. There's another pasuk by Adam Amazik that says, you're chayav because Adam Amazik and you are when you're negligent. When is that? That's by, Tosis already quoted it from Gimel on the base. A sleeping guy is a separate pasuk, damage, it's a petzah, tachas petzah. That's the Tosis on the fourth Tosis of Gimel on the base. So says the Rav Mari, okay, so we've already got on the car for a posse that says that even if you don't touch the other face, you're still called the Adam Mavir. So said Rav Mari, let's take Mavir, literally meaning water, and I found the posse according to me, it literally means water, and say that's the Mishnah, and it says clearly water, and the maid got a kash on you, Shmuel, who refuses to acknowledge that it's more than touching something in the face. No, Mavir is water, and the reason why it's alive is because Adam Mavir water. And maybe that's his question. And therefore, Rashi doesn't need the source. He doesn't even have to mention the source. And it doesn't have to be in a private domain. It can be in public domain because all the Mamazik are chayiv wherever it takes place. Even the public domain is going to be chayiv. It takes place if it's all the Mamazik. So therefore, it can be even Rishon Serapim. And the Gemara's Havmina is Mayim is a chelik of all the Mamazik. Mayim is a chelik of all the Mamazik. On Mitzvah Shev on Shabbos. We'll explain why mine is its separate entity from being like a ball, and so why is it in its makeup can be an Adam Amazik. That will explain maybe on Shabbos. But that is the Shabbat Torah and even the deeper meaning of what's going on behind here. As Yehuda and Mari both asking questions in the eyes of Rashi, not Tosfos, and Rashi on Shmuel, you only believe punching is Adam Amazik? Mavir tells me Adam Amazik extends to other cases where it's not punching. Either water or fire. And that is the question. So Razu just caught on to Rav Mari. Yeah, so the only difference is, and this is maybe the icing on the cake, is the Mar never asked the question, Ruach Chayim, on that. How can you say it's water? It's not no life force, like it asks on the fire. Fire is no life force because it's got wind to help it. The taka by water, it's damaging by itself. The water which is being poured damages itself without another force being added to what the man did with that water. So therefore the Gemara never had a question like it did on Razvid's suggestion, like it did on Ramari. Ramari's suggestion is better. It doesn't have a flaw of life, of life force. It doesn't have that flaw of life force by water. By fire, you have that flaw because you have to have by fire wind. So it has that flaw. So Ramari starts off his proceedings. He said, this whole question is only on Shmuel, not on Rav. And the Gemara points out, well, the pasuk you quite try to make, it's a good question, but you try to make it water. It's not really water because Mavi doesn't need water. But then Rashi picks up and says, okay, let's make it fire and have the same type of question that it's not according to you, Shmuel. We've got other Adama Mavics which are not direct, and that's called fire. But then we've got more problems with Rashi's suggestion of Ramari because we've got the life problem. Okay? So, Mr. Stefan Hubbard's. Well, by water, they have a special entity from something else. It could be Elbert, he called Mark Mazar Mazi, we wouldn't expect that. And of course, we do a Mazar and add things on the BBC. Next week's thing is Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday. Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday. Sunday's battery.